From the bustling streets to the quiet corners, every town in Ireland has a story to tell. I'm Alison Curtis, and in this series, we're hitting the road to uncover the heart and soul of communities across the country. We'll be meeting people who make these places special, hear their challenges and triumphs, and celebrate the unique spirit that makes each town its own. So buckle up and join me as we discover the magic of my town, only on Today FM. Welcome back to My Town, where we celebrate the unique spirit of communities across Ireland. Today, we're in Castleblayney, County Monaghan, a unique border town with almost equal distance from Dublin to the south and Belfast to the north. It's nestled amongst rolling hills and the stunning Loch Mucknow, a place of mountains, lakes, myths, and legends.
Your next stop is Castleblayney in 106 kilometres.
Castleblayney is known for its friendly people, proactive businesses, and a strong community spirit. But it's also a town steeped in history, with ancient castles and monuments dotting the landscape. It's a place where tradition meets innovation, where young and old truly come together to shape its vibrant future. I'm excited to meet the locals and uncover the hidden gems that make this town so special. I'm on my way to meet Anne-Marie McHugh, a passionate advocate for her hometown, who nominated Castleblayney for our show, and I'm eager to hear what makes this place so special to her. Alison Curtis, you're very welcome to Castleblayney. Come on in. Thanks, Anne-Marie. Lovely. I love it already. This town seems so vibrant and active. What are the people like in Castleblayney?
Everybody in Castleblayney is really health aware. The local football team did this thing called Operation Transformation about 12 years ago, and 100 people signed up, and now there's 100 people have done that, a minimum, for the last number of 10 or 12 years. Everybody in Blayney is fit and healthy, and they're literally like Mucknow's on their doorstep, so it's really fantastic to have it here. So, and as you can see from the community, there's lots of things going on in the community. You have no excuse for sitting in Castleblayney. If it's not cycling or film clubs or whatever, there's always something
of interest to everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. At one stage, I wanted to do spinning, and there was 14 different spinning classes in Castleblayney alone.
So you know, why would you want to do that?
I did it once.
But I think it speaks volumes that you, is in three generations, like intergenerations, coming back to a community.
Yes, and we're lucky that a lot of our own family have, you know, my siblings and Raymond's siblings, they've all come back, a lot of them. And as a result, we have a massive big community of family, so we have. So it's been
so
great.
It is so great.
No, I know.
Because you feel supported, you feel safe, you feel comfortable. It's just lovely.
Yeah. And Castleblayney Regen Committee is a committee that I'm involved in. And what we've tried to do for the last, we'll be 10 years old next year, is to drive economic activity in the town. So we've got some funding for different projects over the last number of years.
Yeah.
And even you'll see the library was one of the newer things that came into the town. But it's just really bringing lovely events and lovely places for people to come back into the town. So it's been fantastic.
From Anne-Marie's warm welcome, we're diving into the heart of Castleblayney's cultural scene at the Eantis Theatre Arts and Community Centre. Hello everyone, I'm Alison. It's wonderful to meet you all. Could you introduce yourselves?
My name is Abel Ayodeji.
And I'm Michelle Murphy.
I've been living here for 8 years. I've lived in County Monaghan all my days in Ireland. I actually moved over from Finland before I came here. I lived there for about a decade, but I was originally Nigerian. Well, I love it here because it's calm. You can see the nature. It's beautiful. And it's a very quiet area. Like, I live in Castleblayney, and it's a space of your own. It's a nice wee town. It's quite central. No one bothers you. You do your own thing if you have your space to yourself. I love it here. Being a community development worker, the need for our service is here. The locals are quite friendly and welcoming. I just love it here, I tell you.
And what was the moment, or what got you to, I mean, obviously there's lots of different destinations in Ireland, but to Monaghan specifically?
Well, while I was moving from Finland, I got a job, which I applied online, in Monaghan town, somewhere there. And I thought it's better to get a house local so I don't have to travel quite much. So I got a house in Monaghan town. And later, after speaking to a few colleagues, I asked which is the best place to live in this county. And they said it's Monaghan. I'm not saying Blayney is the best place here, but that was what I was told. So I moved to Blayney, but I never regretted it. It's
can I call it Blayney? I always ask this when we've been traveling around to my town and we visit places and there's short form for the town. But as a blow-in, am I allowed to say Blayney or do I have to say Castleblayney?
Well, Blenny is fine. Everyone, well, when you say Blenny, you sound more local.
Yeah.
But the official name is Casa Blenny.
And Michelle, you're saying you're considered a blow-in as well, but you're not.
Well, I'm here 33 years, I think it is now. And yeah, I'm originally from, my background's London Irish. So then I moved back here in 1991. And sure, I'm always, I listen to the accent. You can hear me a mile away. You know who I am. So, you know, I can't make any obscene phone calls because somebody would get, hello, I just have to say hello. And they say, oh, hello, Michelle, how are you?
So it's a blend. What brought you to Monaghan then?
A man tied to his mother's apron strings.
Okay.
So, but that's in the past now. So,
yeah.
But yes. And so, I mean, like, as well as that, Monaghan is a beautiful county and I planned on having children. We had one child at the time and I had four more going on, but I want them to be, you know, grown up somewhere that's, they have the freedom and they have the, you know, a proper childhood that they can do what they want and as they want. So
we move back to the space and the safety of a community of people now.
Yeah, like they say, it takes a village to rear a child.
Abel, can you tell us about the work that you do and the community that you represent?
Oh yeah, thank you. We're from Link. It's Lincoln Island's new community.
Mm-hmm.
It started like a project where Monaghan Integrated Development, ETB, and a few others like Tusla, they came together and they had this project called Connecting Communities.
Okay.
Because they saw the need for bridging the gaps between the mainstreams and the migrants. So then after that, we moved on to registering this body we had as a social enterprise.
Great.
So now we're not a project anymore, we're a social enterprise.
Amazing.
Not for profit, but we're now delivering services, different services, cultural services, interpretation, translation, family support, and loads of advocacy work to members of the community. And we get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you have Africa Day that you celebrate in.
Oh yeah.
As well. Has that happened? That has happened.
That's me.
It's an annual event.
Okay.
So the one for 2024 happened on the 25th of May.
Okay.
We were nice to have not only African Day now, to have, like I said, in Link we have other ethnic
languages.
Like we have Portuguese, we have Latvian language, that's the Russian speaking, we have Lingala, we have loads of them, we even have Punjabi, the Indians and all. It would be nice to have a day for each culture and heritage to be celebrated, and of course to educate members of the Irish community, which have been a fantastic host to all of us, non-Irish. So it would be nice to have them special days.
One of the most inspiring voices here in Casa Blaney is Deslet George. Being of Indian heritage, Deslet has made Casa Blaney her home, and she's a driving force behind Casa Blaney Cultural Network. She's passionate about celebrating diversity, organizing events, and bringing people together to share their own traditions and stories. Deslet, it's wonderful to meet you. Can you tell us a bit about your journey to Casa Blaney and what keeps you so connected to this community?
Me and my family moved to Casa Blaney in 2006 and we've been living here since. I went then to Wales to pursue my undergraduate degree and now I work as a doctor in the NHS. But obviously I visit home like anybody else, so I come home frequently. So I've been here for the last couple of days just on annual leave. And when we first came to Casa Blaney, there were a couple of other Indian families as well, but there weren't too many of us. But it's always been a welcoming town. Apart from Indians, there was always other communities, so Filipinos, Latvians, Polish people, and also there's a big Pakistani community as well. So I find it's always been very welcoming, and naturally we got involved with the Enterprise Centre and the different projects.
With your whole family, so your parents your siblings and the Enterprise, and they're still involved.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. There was always activities that catered to adults and children as well, family events as well. So we'd have festival celebrations. For example, the Mukramania Fair is an annual tradition that everybody in Casa Blaney is involved in. So it's a family event. event where you have fairs, we had food fairs, we also have things like parades, etc. It was a fun day for everybody to be involved in. So that's how we were involved in many ways, because it was a display of our culture. So we'll prepare food, we'll have a display of our traditional dances or songs, etc.
And we were saying that to Abel earlier, and we were chatting to him. It's like through food and music, there are all ways to get people to kind of break down cultural barriers and understand other people's cultures better and enjoy other people's cultures.
Yeah. We wouldn't have had that opportunity had it not been for the Enterprise Centre, the Casablini Cultural Network here, that was then funded by the Monaghan County Council. We wouldn't have had that had they not approached us, I think. I think it's quite intimidating to come to a new place with trying to, you know, learn the language. Yeah. But in terms of the culture, getting used to a new workplace, my parents were in a new country trying to navigate a new workplace. And for us, trying to get used to the change in scenery, etc., with regards to new schools, etc. I think it was very nice for them to approach us and to involve us.
Lovely.
And that gave us the confidence then to display all the different things that we're calling.
Yeah, definitely.
So over the years, I mean, we've been able to build stronger connections in that way.
Yeah.
So now I'd say, you know, we not only do we know more of the people that grew up in Casablanca, but you come to know of people that have either transitioning through the town, have lived here for a couple of years and then moved on. So it's a good way to keep in contact.
You have such a blended accent.
Yes.
It's very English, it's modern, and it's beautiful.
It's not very strong, but it's
beautiful.
When I come home, it comes back.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I'm with Tommy Maguire, who's been a cornerstone of the community life here in Casablanca. Tommy is part of Casablanca Community Enterprise, working tirelessly to support local initiatives and ensure this town continues to thrive. Tommy, it's great to meet you. Can you share a little bit about the work that you do and what makes Casablanca's community spirit so strong?
Our group is called Casablanca Community Enterprise, and we were set up in 1987. So we're probably one of the oldest community groups in the county and certainly in the town. I suppose around the early 2000, maybe 2006 or 7, we kind of recognised there was a lot of new communities now living in the town, and that there was a need for maybe more integration with them, because they had chosen to come to live here, to work here.
Mm-hmm.
The children were attending school, so we then formed what was known as the Blaney Cultural Network Group, where we invited numbers of these minority groupings and ethnic minority groupings to join this network. So we had good response to it straight away, and we had, you know, I suppose some of the strong countries would have been the likes of India and Pakistan and Poland, Latvia, Lithuania and the Philippines. So that's kind of the backbone of it. So the group came together and we sort of seen where their needs and issues were. And it wasn't all about finance and doing things. It was just even basic, simple things about knowing who the contact people might be to get to use the gym for maybe volleyball or whatever. So, so it was even simple things. So at the same time, the Monaghan County Council introduced a peace program, and they had money for, obviously, for peace walk and reconciliation. But they also had some of that money was also for promoting cultural diversity and awareness. So we then made applications under that funding, and we got funding then to run numerous projects and trips and things like that, where we were able to invite the members of the cultural network group to attend. So that has been actually been running since 2008.
From the diverse voices of the cultural network, we're heading to speak with another Amory Dorley, who is deeply involved in the Casablanca Trust, an organization that helps improve the lives of the homeless, needy and unemployed to improve their care support, rehabilitation, accommodation and employment opportunities. And in particular, their Meals on Wheels service has been a life-saving element to their outreach.
The day-to-day running of the trust happens here with the great help of all of the Board of Trustees, especially Nolene O'Neill. I have to say Nolene's name because she trained me up.
Yeah.
I came here on community employment, and when Nolene retired, I was offered the position and stepped into it. Now, this is my third year.
All right.
And it's flown by.
I say it
flown by.
It is a very impressive building, and you've set up something very recently that is amazing.
The Meals on Wheels. Well, it's been going for quite some time. It's just, it built momentum during COVID.
Yeah.
We got a huge influx of elderly people living out of the immediate area.
Yes, Castleblania. You hear about Castleblania in these, yeah.
So it was a great boom, and we seem to have kept a lot of those people on with our service.
I'm thrilled to meet two remarkable women from Blaney Blades Group, Lorraine Cunningham and Martina Quinn. This incredible women's group has been empowering the community for years, offering everything from training and support to counseling and advocacy. They're not just creating opportunities, they're fostering a network of strength and resilience for women of all backgrounds.
We are sitting in the beautiful building of Aintus, which means wonder. It's a beautiful building. It's very, very busy, and there's a lot of activity around.
The building's used from Monday morning right through to Sunday night, because you have the theatre, you have the county creche, you have the daycare, you have, we did have the library, as I said, until recently, but now that's expanded into a wider network of daycare, which is great for the local people. We've been in operation for 29 years, and in 2025 we're going to host a 30th year anniversary. We did that for our 25th, and like that we had over 200 people here to celebrate. People who've past and present members of the group who are always readily available to come and support and help us when we're acknowledging, recognising the work that we've done. So basically we run classes from Monday morning right through till Saturday afternoon, and they can be like women into leadership programme, computer training, knitting, crochet, Pilates, yoga, book club, exercise to music, and as we chart everything. Yeah. And then well-being on Thursday afternoons is huge.
Yeah.
We have about 108 people in that group, and of any Thursday we'd have 50 or 60 women participating.
Sister Celine, at the time, she would help anybody out. She started in just the parish centre next to the church, in just a small room. And I would have been there probably near enough for the formation of that. I went to the classes because I was an early school leaver as well. And she started then the aspects of self-awareness, where you just kind of got to know yourself, and the basic cookery classes, basic skills, your capabilities within the home. And then she set up the creche. They bought a house and set up the creche just alongside the parish centre. And it was full to capacity, so she bought another house then, and that was, that's how it all came about.
After an inspiring visit to Aintus, I've made my way to the Crafty Cafe, a charming spot on Mucknow Street that's as much about community as it is about coffee. Inside, the smell of fresh brews and the sight of Irish-made crafts greet you. Let's step in.
Hello, Alison.
Hello.
Welcome to Crafty. Come on in.
This is amazing. This looks incredible. Oh my God.
Happy, ready to go?
Oh my God, yeah.
So Anya, tell us about how you got started.
It started as a thought during COVID and came into reality. I just wanted somewhere where people could come and shop Irish-made products.
Yeah.
That were like handmade, natural, sustainable.
Body care, skin care.
Ooh, candles.
You can never have too many.
Never.
Never. And you've got an outdoor area, I believe, as well.
We do.
Will we check that out?
Poppies on ice.
Yeah, I'll follow you there.
This is amazing. Now, it's a new addition because ideally I wanted it open air, but the Irish weather will not allow for that.
It's really lovely. You've done an amazing job.
So what year did you open again? So we opened like 3 years ago.
Okay.
In November. And the coffee is a relatively new addition. Well, it's a year and a half. So it's great because it brings a buzz, it brings footfall, it brings people in and communities. And we hold different events here. Like we have Sip and Paint, we've had yoga, we have the outcomers have their yoga here. It's just a real community space.
Hello, I'm Alison. Would you mind introducing yourself to our listeners?
My name's Niamh Boyd.
Why do you think coffee shops like this play such an important role in Castleblaney?
The coffee shops and like the community, everyone's into it. It's a big football area in Castleblaney and the surrounding areas. And it's just great to have that sort of spirit in the town. The people are really friendly and love to chat. And even on a night out, you could be in a pub, and there could be older people than you, but you could say, you could still chat away to someone that you might see and you might know from like work. I'd know from working in a shop, you talk to anyone that you see out in the town. It's just everyone loves a good chat, and there's everyone's like either from the town or there's a lot of farmers about, and farmers can't beat a good chat. And I know that because my family's farmers, and I would have grown up with like cattle and horses, and it's all about the community.
I've stepped into a quieter spot for a special conversation. I'm about to chat with someone who's put Castle Blaney on the map, both online and beyond. Before I introduce her, let me play you a clip and see if you can guess who this is.
Welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, my name is Kaylee. Hello, how are you? Welcome to the madness. So today I'm bringing you a drugstore tutorial. I've never done one of these on my channel before, and it was really highly requested. You can understand why makeup is expensive.
Recognize that? It's Ireland's most followed beauty influencer, with over 500,000 followers on Instagram and 2.7 million on TikTok, Kaylee Cashel. Kaylee, thank you so much for joining me. Tell us, what was it like growing up in Castle Blaney?
It's crazy when I think about it, to be honest. I always sit back and think, oh my God, is this actually my life? Because since you've been to Castle Blaney, you know how it is, such a small town. I always say I'm from the back arse of nowhere. Like, it really is such a small little town. But yeah, I never kind of seen it as like a negative thing though, to come from a small town, really. It never stopped me from dreaming big, or, you know, wanting to achieve my goals or anything like that. People tend to say that in Ireland, the Irish people can be quite begrudging to anyone who's doing something that might be a little bit different or a little bit out of the box and whatnot, because of, say, they actually call it small town syndrome, which can be true. But then I also have been very lucky to see the other side of it. Irish people, once they get behind somebody, they really get behind them, and they really, really support them. And I've been really lucky to be on the receiving end of that. Like, I wouldn't be where I am today, or, you know, be able to have my own brand or live the life that I live right now, if it weren't for people who support me. And the majority of those people are Irish. So yeah, 100%. It's almost 10 years I've been in this industry. So yeah, I think for me, I always had a really big interest in art. I always said if I was doing something, it would have to be something creative. That's just what I personally love. I was doing my leave and cert. I was not studying at all because I was spending all my time on my portfolio. That's what the excuse I was using anyways. But I still, even coming into my last year of school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I just know that I loved art and I loved makeup. I was always really drawn to films and the really crazy creative makeup that they did. So I decided, I'd say within my last few months then as well, that was it. I wanted to do makeup. I actually didn't get enough points to get the original course that I wanted,
right,
which was actually a blessing in disguise. And I always talk about this, and I always say it, what's for you won't pass you. If I had got into that original course, I think I wouldn't have been until like 23, 24 until I graduated from it. And at that stage, I had already built a career for myself online. I already had a few brand collaborations and whatnot out there. So it's just funny how you think you're supposed to do something and the world kind of laughs at you and be like, no, this is the way you gotta go. I always feel like even now from starting my own brand, it was really special to go into my hometown, especially obviously in Castle Blaney, and see my stuff stocked in there. I mean, it's great when I come home, if I forget any makeup, I can just run in and grab it now.
So do you have any fun facts about Castle Blaney?
Castle Blaney is jiving mad. And this is so funny because now, since I'm living in Mullingar, I grew up thinking that like jiving was probably a bigger thing than what it was, but it's because I lived and came from Castle Blaney and Monaghan. Jiving is huge in Monaghan. So whenever I came out and I was going out down here or in different parts of the country, and, you know, a song would come on and you'd be trying to get people up jiving and they don't know how to do it. What? You don't know how to jive? Like, because that just seems like something that was so ingrained in what we were kind of doing. Now, I'm not saying I can jive properly, you know, but, you know, you give it a go.
After our online adventure, we're back with our Castle Blaney guide, Anne-Marie McHugh, exploring the natural beauty of Loch Mucknow.
So I couldn't let you leave, Alison, unless I showed you Loch Mochnow, yeah. Because this is the hidden jewel in Castleblaney.
It's beautiful.
Isn't it? It's absolutely gorgeous. And as you say, it's like Canada. It's as nice as Canada.
It does actually remind me of Perth, Ontario.
Yeah. So what we have over here to the right is the White Island. So it's about maybe a 15-minute walk around there. Not so many trees, and that's probably part of the reason why it's called the White Island, because you see the lake everywhere you go. And that's where a lot of the fishermen will come from all over Ireland and elsewhere. And then over here we have the Black Island. So again, there's a 20-minute walk. And if you ever get a chance to come back in May, the bluebells will just
blow your mind.
They're stunning.
Well, you do this every day at 6:15, mm-hmm. and your daughter lives just that direction.
That's right.
And you meet each other. Like, such a healthy lifestyle.
I know. We're very lucky, aren't we?
Yeah.
Because you can see it's autumn now, but if you come here in the summertime, the sun is shining. It does your heart good to see so much water and so much nature. But everybody in Castleblaney uses this. And around the corner, we have the Outdoor Recreation Centre, and you can paddleboard, you can go kayaking, you sail, whatever you want to do, from young and old.
Yeah, and you've organised the sun right now as
just
well.
Right now, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Castleblaney, you've been a true delight, from the warmth of the welcoming locals to the tireless and inspiring work of volunteers and the inspiring intercultural community to the stunning scenery of Loch Mochnow. You have shown us the heart and soul of a vibrant and proud community. You've shown us the power of community spirit and the importance of supporting one another. Thank you for sharing your stories and reminding us all that every town has a story to tell and every voice matters. Until next time, keep shining bright, Blaney. Hey, I can say it, I'm a local now. My Town is presented by me, Alison Curtis. Audio by Cathal O'Sullivan. Scripting and sound design by Lachlan Hart. Researcher Shannon Kenny. Executive producer Mark Lenihan. This project is co-funded by Commission Naman under the Sound and Vision Scheme.